The problem is with independent committees that seek to elect or defeat candidates. State law requires the top funders of these committees be listed on campaign materials. Only thing is, those top funders are often other committees, which in turn are funded by even others. Secretary of State Ken Bennett compared it to Russian nesting dolls. This legislation requires these groups to list the three largest real donors, not some shell organization. Mike Liberti, who lobbies for one of these groups, said this interferes with the free speech rights of individuals, corporations, and labor unions.
When we're talking about these First Amendment rights, we also need to be aware of the fact that disclosure of some of these speakers may result in a chilling effect, and this chilling effect could suppress speech.
But Senator Michelle Reagan, who crafted the measure, lashed out at foes.
Everybody that signed in opposition to this bill wants one thing, and that is nothing to happen. They don't want this discussion. They don't want changes. They want status quo. And that's fine. I understand. They have clients. They're doing their job. But they don't want changes. Their clients do not want us to see what they're doing.
The measure was approved by the Senate Elections Committee, but faces an uncertain future. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.